Only Terrible, Now Lovely, Forever Delulu, it's Hollywood Leanne, and this is Everyone is Lovely.
Hello, lovelies. I'm Hollywood Leanne, and it's my favorite day of the week. And welcome to Everyone is Lovely, the podcast where we discuss all the lovely people we see on TV. It's a new year, you guys. We're past the actor's strike. We're 15 days into the new year, and we've been salt burned. Everyone's carrying around a Stanley Cup. And you better not be doing fucking dry January, because that ruins restaurants. And I just don't trust people that don't drink. Three different times, three different shows. This next guest is my personal friend. She's your favorite Chief Stew, a reality TV show legend, Hannah Ferrier. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, darling. How are you? What an introduction. I feel like I need another three coffees to try and work up to that. I'll still be chatting to you in 10 years' time. No one will want to hear from me, but I'll still be here.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, she was with me, you guys, during It's Bravo Bitch at the height of kind of both of us. Like, you came in with Bravo PR. It was definitely a different time back then. And then the world shut down and you came on for Everyone is Terrible. Mm-hmm. And now we're lovely. See how we're growing?
Growing and evolving. I feel like you just explained basically the last 10 years of my life. It was like, bam, it's Bravo, bitch. Everyone is terrible. Okay, now we're lovely.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, following my evolution.
I love it. You guys, I want to start the new year, the new pod, with some predictions, because there's been so much happening and I have a lot of opinions. We are going to be talking a little bit about the Traitors, Salt Lake City, Beverly Hills, a smidge of Below Deck. You know, Hannah was on the Traitors Australia season 2. My first prediction is PK and Dorit will be divorced this year. After watching the show, they just don't seem connected. And I feel like Dorit is going through the same thing that Kyle is going through. You know, they went through hardships and then their husbands weren't physically there. That's a big deal. Mm. Kyle and Mo, I feel they're going to get divorced this year. Kyle will eventually come out as a lesbian. These are just predictions. Mm-hmm. I also predict a Kardashian will come out. There's just too many of them for one of them not to be gay or bisexual, at least. Kendall gives me bi vibes.
Oh, Travis, my God. If Kendall's bi, can you try and give her my phone number, please?
Dude, Kendall would make such a hot bisexual, don't you think?
Oh, she'd make a hot anything. That girl's body is ridiculous.
She is hot. Are you bisexual?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really, like, labeled myself anything.
Fluidy?
I was talking to a friend about this the other day, like a gay man, and I was like, it's interesting because I feel like by the time like Ava grows up and things like I don't even think we're going to have labels anymore. I just think it's all just going to be very well accepted.
I agree. It's going to be a very pansexual fluid type of thing, which should have been from the beginning, but you know, we don't know any better.
I know.
Okay, my last prediction, you guys. Travis Kelce will propose to Taylor Swift. That's my last prediction.
Oh, that's coming.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Mo and like Kyle, they've already decided they're divorcing, but they're just like doing what they can to like help his company and help her stay relevant on TV. But I do agree with you about Dorit and PK.
The connection's
gone, just on
right?
They're on completely different pages. And I'm like, even that whole like Pretty Woman thing that they did, I was like, hey, bitch, I'd be ordering another bottle of Dom Perignon, you know, like I'll be like kind of slating him for surprising me because my glam team wasn't prepared enough because they didn't have a specific bronzer. Like, come on.
I need the Beverly Beach bronzer. Did you bring it?
Yeah, he did not get laid that night, I swear.
I love that you talked about, the Dom Perignon, because I was watching the Traitors Australia season 2, the first episode. And as soon as you walked in, you go, oh, good, there's mimosas. And I'm like, that's Hannah. That is Hannah.
100%. Do you want to hear a really good hack for your mimosas?
Yes, please.
So you have to serve them in kind of those old school like champagne glasses, but you get like really big ice cubes. and you put like a slice, like half a slice of lemon there, half a slice of lemon there, and half a slice in the middle, and fill it up with orange juice, freeze it, and then you put it in one of those glasses and you top it up with like Prosecco or champagne, and then the orange juice just slowly, and it keeps your drink chilled.
Did you see that on TikTok?
Absolutely not. I made it up all by myself. And by the way, I don't watch things on TikTok. I watch them a few weeks later on Instagram. I'm old.
You guys, for my lovely TV recommendations, go watch The Traitors on Peacock. Like, Peacock is like $6, you guys, and there's so much good stuff on there. Hannah was on The Traitors Australia. What was that experience like? Because we're watching The Traitors right now in the US and we're loving it.
Yeah, I know. I saw the timepiece yesterday. I've been following it. It's definitely an experience. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I would love to do it again because I feel like I wasn't like traitor hunting enough. I was just so excited to be like on a TV show where I didn't have to use like wear a boat uniform. So I was just thinking about like my outfit for tomorrow, and everyone's like, "Who do you think's a traitor?" I'm like, "I don't know, babe, but I'm wearing pink tomorrow, and I'm pretty excited about that."
Chastain for season one of The Traitors, like that was her whole thing. All she worried about was the outfits. She hated all the physical stuff, so that's so funny.
So the physical stuff I hated as well. But yeah, so we had some people like from Survivor and things like that that were really used to it. And it's like, we had physical challenges filming below deck. Like if you ever try and like set up a beach picnic in 45 minutes in wind with rain off a tender, it's a physical challenge, but it's part of our job, So I really hated the physical challenge side of things as well.
Phaedra is gonna win the whole thing. That's just what I'm saying right now. Trishel went after Peppermint the first episode. A little unappealing, not so lovely. Tamara's on there. We're not talking about her. CT from the MTV Challenge is on there. I used to be obsessed with this man. I thought he was the hottest thing alive. I don't know what happened. It's
Babe,
fading
we're all
away.
getting old.
That's what it is. I
That's
just
what's
didn't want to say it.
happening. You get old, but who you're attracted to stays the same. So it's a really horrible thing that nature does.
Oh my God, I know. You guys. So go watch Traitors. MJ looks terrified. She didn't say anything for two episodes, but then all of a sudden she just figured out who the traitor was in the third episode. They didn't get him out. How was Alan Cummings? Oh no. He's not the host. He's not the host.
No.
It's some other
So it
cute Australian guy.
yes. So our host was Roger Corser. So he was on a show that was called Underbelly, and he was like the hot detective. I used to be so in love with him. I was like sliding off my chair. I shit you not. And he's still so hot, especially in like a three-piece suit. So when I was doing interviews, so Traitors airs on Channel 10, which is like kind of known in Australia as quite like a family friendly free to air network. So in interview, they were like, how did you feel when they took you in the room and they put the mask on you, and then, you were waiting to find out whether you're a traitor? And I was like, are you serious? I've waited 10 years for Roger to put a mask over my face and then walk around in circles, like circling me like prey. I'm like, it was so hot. I wasn't thinking at all about whether he was gonna like tap me on the shoulder and whether I was a traitor. I was just like trying to keep my cool.
That's so
None of it
funny.
got used. None of it got used because it is not family friendly. I was basically just in interview talking about Roger and bondage for like 3 weeks. So.
Oh my God. I have a lot of Australian listeners. So, like, I'm leaving that in. I want them to hear this. That is so interesting. I love that.
I think I'll be a lot better if I actually ended up one day on US Traders, because Alan Cummings does nothing for me. So I'll be able to concentrate on traitor hunting instead of like Roger's backside. I think it'll be a lot better for me. I think I'll go in there and be like the number one traitor hunter because, I'm not fantasizing about Alan Cummings every night.
Just watching the show, I'm like, I would go after her. You're not going after her because you're scared. Like, the reason Cherie won the whole first season is because everyone was afraid to accuse her of being a traitor. So she won
Yeah,
the whole
well,
show.
scary.
She was scary, but I would have been like, you guys, I'm scared, but Cherie. And like run away, like something, you know? But
well, no, that's what happened on my season, because I kind of worked out this, like, so one of the traders, he had been in the armory, so he had the shield to protect himself. So then he murdered himself, but he had the shield. So then everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's like guaranteed he's not a traitor. And I was like,
you can
no,
do that?
Yes. So that's what all of my castmates were saying. They were like, wait, you can do that? I'm like, yeah, did you guys like not read the rules?
Hannah, but we've never and had anybody murder themselves on the U.S. traitors.
Well, you can.
We'll have to wait for that, you guys. Go check it out. Like, traitors is running. It's on everyone's minds right now. But you know what else is on everyone's minds? We have been through a lot. I wanted to talk to Hannah about this because you did binge Below Deck Down Under a couple.
I was on my vacay from my family.
Yes,
which
yes,
is
yes.
How I was able to binge watch a show.
Yes. So my first official lovely person of the week. I'm not even doing a vote. We're going to vote for some other ones, but I'm going to vote her the most lovely of the Below Deck Under franchise. It goes to Aisha because she handled that Luke situation so good. The way she handled all of that was just chef's kiss. Like, she did all the right things. You know, Margot being drunk, unconscious, the Luke situation, Laura being a dumb bitch and being like, I would have welcomed it. All of that was super uncomfortable. And so I just want to give a kudos to Aisha for being fucking lovely.
Yeah, lovely. Very. I'd obviously read about it. I'd heard about it. I was extremely shocked. I was very happy that production stepped in as quickly as they did. I feel like the situation, obviously, with Margot was like so disgusting. But then the situation with that other chick, what's her name?
Laura.
Laura was also just awful. That guy was going like, please, like, leave me alone. And she was just not doing it. And then how she spoke to Margot about the situation was just so beyond disgusting. We don't know what people have gone through in their lives and what will trigger trauma for them and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, you don't know Margot's background, and you're sitting there when she's like passed out in bed and some drunk guy gets in naked with her and you're going like, oh, he should have just come to me. I would have welcomed it. Like, that to me is so fucking disgusting. The only thing that I would have done differently is I don't think I would have let him come back on the boat. I think I would have been like, let's meet on the dock. I'll have this conversation with you on the dock. Your bag's already packed. See you later. Because I wouldn't want Margot seeing him in case that further traumatized her, you know?
Got it. Yeah. So that was Below Deck Down Under. It was on last year. It was on last season. And now we're on Below Deck Mediterranean with Captain Sandy, Hannah's best friend. And okay, so I have to say this, though, because last time you were here, Captain Sandy tried to send you a gift for your baby, and you were like, We talked about that. It kind of became like a little thing. But Captain Sandy was just recently, not recently, but this season, she's on Below Deck Mediterranean, obviously. So she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she talked about people that she would work with again. And she mentioned you, and she said, even Hannah, like, I would work with Hannah again. Like, I believe in second chances. You know, I believe in, like, you know, I don't hold anything, grudges or nothing. So she said she would work with you again, and I wanted to know your response to that.
Yeah. No. I'm good.
You guys, I this guess, is a like, good time to messaged... watch us on Spotify. You can watch us on Spotify.
I actually messaged the exec producer going like, is this like a setup, or have you told her that you guys are potentially going to reach out to me? And so she's like, no. I'm like, I just don't really get it then. Like, if you're not going to like, at least have a conversation with me when the situation happened. In Australia, when you get a prescription, the prescription is on the box. So she had the prescription in her hand. What I was looking for is my doctor's note to travel with with the Valium. So that's, everyone's like, you were looking for the prescription. I'm like, no, I wasn't. That was on the box. I was looking for my doctor's note to say that I can travel with it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, if you weren't going to like give me a chance like halfway through the season to like, then why now? It's just a bit odd to me.
So I don't know how that works. Are you supposed to like go to the captain, go, all right, it's 11 p.m. I'm going to go to bed. I'll take my Xanax now. Like, is that how it works? I don't get
Well,
it.
I think what they were saying is like that you need to tell the, like, make the captain aware when you get on board. But like, Sandy knew that I took that for my anxiety. She's like, it's aired that she told me to go and take one for my anxiety. So I wouldn't think like that, especially because like people need to remember as well, like you work for a production company. It's not a normal boat. You work for Bravo and for a production company. It's not that big of a deal. Like, I don't know. There's something about like the hypocrisy of coming on Below Deck and then expecting it to be like the most professional yacht in the Mediterranean. Yeah. It's like, well, babe, we do 2-day charters and then we go out drinking. Like, that's not how normal boats work. So. Yeah.
Well, we've all saw it. We all know what happened. Like, it was clearly Malia mad at you, getting back at you. Like, we've all seen it. Like, so when you heard that about Captain Sandy saying she would work with you again, you texted someone from Below Deck saying, like, what the fuck?
I would guess I was just, it was so out of left field for me.
It was out of left field.
Yeah. And it didn't really make sense. So I just messaged, and she's a really good friend of mine. So it's not like I hadn't spoken to her in years, but I was like, is something up? Because as well, like, obviously they've changed chief stews like every season since I left. You know, they've never had a chief stew for more than one season. So and now that Ava's like a little bit older, I just thought maybe there was rumblings in the background of like, and you know, they'd talk to Sandy about it. So that's why she kind of asked that question that way, or answered the question that way. So,
I think it would be great. Like, I would love to have you back on Below Deck. People miss you all the time. I read the tweets when the reruns are on and people love you. And I read your comments when you post something like random of you and your family. But when are you coming back to Below Deck? Like, people fucking love Hannah Farrier. You made Below Deck. You were one of the first ones on there. So like, OG, I always have respect for the OG.
Thanks,
let's get into Salt Lake City. It is snowing, you guys. As far as the finale, I just did not see it coming. This was crazy. I've never seen anything like this on reality TV. I don't think anybody has. I don't think Andy's been through this before. You know, Monica, fucking reality Vontese, Garcia, Fowler, the third. Fucking, this bitch is crazy. Is she a genius? Yes. Is she a liability? Probably.
Absolutely.
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. How fucking good was this? Were you dying? Because I know everybody else was.
It was so unexpected. I think as a viewer, what was a little bit confusing is firstly, when you went to go and look for reality Vontese, it wasn't there anymore. So I guess she knew, obviously, it was coming. So she took it down. But the backup account, reality Vontese 2, because you know that's the first thing like everyone did was go on Instagram. I'm like, why did you take
like
it 8, down?
8,000 followers. And then the next day had like 25.
Number two had that.
Yeah, number two had like 8,000, and then all of a sudden the next day had like 25,000. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I was like, you should have left the original one up, but mm-hmm. I think she probably took it down because a lot of the content was, because in reality Vontese 2, it was basically all Jen Shah, but I don't know if the first one maybe had like a whole bunch of shit about the other cast members. If I was production, I would have gone straight in and like screenshot everything about the cast that wasn't Jen Shah. So I'm hoping we're going to see the screenshots of like what reality Vontese actually posted about the other cast members.
I think that this entire situation has pulled the rug out from everyone that works at Bravo. They're all freaking out because they're like, someone got over on us. Like, a fan has straight up infiltrated the group.
Mm.
They have rocked our freaking season finale. And then she comes on the reunion and tells Andy to his face, your show sucks. The ratings suck. And then, like, production was like, okay, we'll pull up the email. It didn't say anything like that. So the fact that she said that to Andy pissed him off, because the next day he goes on his personal radio show and says he straight up doesn't like Monica. Now, Monica is a lot of things, but they have to bring her back for season whatever. Like, they have to.
How would they bring her back though? Like, who's going to
film with her?
Who's going to shoot with her?
I don't think anyone wants to shoot with her right now. But, you know, Mary is like such a weird person. And I love her. But, you know, she's also like, huh, you guys are all going after Monica? Well, then, you know what? I'm going to step in and be like, why are you guys going after Monica? So now she's like on Monica's team. They're friends. She followed Monica after the reunion, and so did Meredith and someone else. They refollowed
what?
Monica.
Meredith did?
Yes. Yes, girl. Yes. Three of them followed Monica back after the reunion, and Meredith was one of them. Mary was the other one.
Yeah. So Meredith does follow her.
Yes.
Mary follows her. Whitney.
Oh. And Whitney.
Yeah. Whitney there. Follows her.
Exactly.
Lisa Barlow does not. Who
no,
else is
yeah.
on the cast?
Lisa and Heather are done with her. They're like, but I'm so surprised that Meredith followed Monica back, which was crazy.
Well, but that's the only thing I was going to say is potentially Whitney would film with her.
Because Whitney has something in common with her. She's been called a whore 1,000 times because she admitted about the affair as well. We'll come over to Beverly Hills. So let's go over there now. You know, Kyle and Morgan... you guys, it's the way that Morgan's being there for Kyle. Kyle lost her best friend to suicide. So there's no joke here. I'm just saying, like, yeah, this is really tough. And I'm glad that Morgan is being there for Kyle.
Yeah, especially when you saw those photos. Because you know how sometimes, like, I know this sounds awful, but like housewives, like, she was my best friend. She was my best friend. I'm like, you kind of call everyone your best friend. But when you saw those photos of them when they were like 6, 7 years old, my heart, like, I was in tears. I was like, no, this was her, like, legit, nothing to do with camera, nothing to do with TV. Like, this was her best friend. It was so sad.
When she said she's in charge of my money, my kids, like, I was like, oh, fuck, I could cry right now. Life is too short. People go through shit.
Yeah.
And for her to go to that party alone, like Garcelle said, Garcelle's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
We can talk about her in a second. But when Garcelle was like, this speaks volumes. Like, this speaks volumes. So
I don't know. I kind of feel like there's like different stages you go through in your life, you know, when you're like coming up the ranks, you're hustling, you got to prove yourself to bosses, you got to fucking be there whether you like it or not. Mo is not in that place. He's not trying to climb up the ranks and prove himself to a boss. So to me, that was a situation that's like, I don't fucking care what deal, what commission, what I'm going to get out of it, what's going on. I need to be there for my wife. That's her best friend. Like, who cares about money? Like, how much more money do you guys want? Like, what will make you happy? You're already uber, uber rich. So if you're not going to be there for your wife in a time like that, like, you're not trying to put food on the table for your kids or get them through college. So there's none of that excuse, you know?
They have
I think that
money.
Sometimes it really spoke volumes as to like their relationship.
I saw this girl on TikTok. I actually invited her to come on the podcast because her take was so crazy. And she was just like, they're not going to get divorced. Kyle has helped that man make way too much money. And now that man makes way too much money. And I think they have such a good thing going that she's going to do her thing and he's going to do his thing. And they're going to remain married as long as she has her black card and she can do whatever she wants. And it was interesting because I thought about it for a second. And that's kind of what they're doing right now.
Well, isn't that like, don't you guys have alimony and shit over there?
We do have alimony, but it's different. Like, you have to go through the court system. And California, there's laws. And in California, if you want to get divorced, you have to go file, right? Then you file. But then you have to wait 6 months before you can actually move forward because the judge says, all right, in this six months, you guys might get back together. So, like, getting divorced in California takes a long time.
Yeah, but, like, if they're just going to do it, stay together to be amicable and fuck around on each other, then, like, what's the difference between that and getting divorced and him paying her alimony?
It's not enough money, honey.
So, of course, like everyone else, I went into Mauricio's Instagram, who I don't follow, and then I went to see who he was following to see how many, like, Instagram hoes he's following.
So many.
After she said that they were, like, I didn't see them.
Oh,
but
really?
But I did see all the officers because they've all got their own separate Instagram account.
Do they have one in Australia yet?
No. I could manage it for him, though, for 5%.
Right? Well, maybe he's not following Instagram hoes, but this mofo is in Aspen at the dirtiest club. My friend told me that at that club in Aspen, they get so fucking drunk and twerk on the tables. And he was there with the Spanish pop star named Anita, who is really hot. So I know fucking Kyle's pissed off, but Kyle is over here doing the gay pride parade for with Morgan. So, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But Portia's only 16. We saw her on this last episode. Man, their daughters are gorgeous. Those daughters.
Aren't they?
It's crazy how we've seen Portia grow up. She was like 3 years old, and now she's
I
like, it's crazy.
The only one that, like, I kind of go, is the oldest, because I just feel like it's so sad. It's like she's had so much work done that you can't tell the difference between her and her mom in age. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I was watching that real estate show when they got engaged, and I was like,
you
look
about
so, you know, when young girls, like, she's Farah, yeah, she's younger than me, but I'm like, you are like 50 LA.
It's, yeah, that's what happens when you start poking and doing stuff way too
early.
Young.
Look
at Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner, when she was 17, looked like she was 25.
No, that's the thing with Farah. I'm like, it's so sad because I feel like her face is so beautiful and she had natural beauty, but it's like she started too young. And now, because like there's like, I think there's a certain age, I think it's about 38, 39. And once you hit that in LA, like everybody kind of looks that age, whether they're 32 or they're 55, it's like you all look about 38. Yes. Just that constant surprised, like tight lips,
tight.
eyebrow, like
The forehead
everything
has
is.
a shine. Can you see it on me? See how I'm laughing, but it's not moving? Yeah.
Babe, look, I don't like. That's as far as I can go, too.
Oh,
But
baby, I'm
I
Elsa.
go.
Freeze it up, baby. The cold doesn't bother me anyway. Just
No,
don't do
but I
filler.
go, I think I still get like actress Botox and like very small amounts, like every 4 to 5 months.
Just freeze it up, baby. Don't fucking
Yeah.
add. Anne Marie, total flop on Beverly
Oh.
Hills. Like, what? She's so weird. When she was like, let's talk about Sutton's esophagus. Even Garcelle and Crystal were like, oh God, this bitch has nothing to talk about. Like, let's talk about your
Like
husband.
nothing.
So
She is so boring.
she's so
Casting
boring.
definitely failed. At least with what was it, Dana last season?
Wait, are
Was
you
it
talking about
Dana?
Dana Wilkie?
Yeah.
The one that's 25,000 glasses, that one?
Oh no. The one with the young baby boyfriend who's sang on the piano. She
Oh
was
my God, Diana.
That's it. Yes,
Diana
that
with her
one.
gay husband and singing Noel, and then Erica
Yes,
Jane
yes,
chiming
yes,
in.
yes. Yes. So
Oh,
at
that lady was
least like
so weird.
she was so weird, but she gave a lot more than whatever this woman's name is. Yeah.
Guys, if you can
That's
see
one
us
that
on Spotify, I'm licking my lips like Diana. Weirdo.
And another one that needs to chill on the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But like at least she had something to offer other than like Sutton's esophagus to the conversation, you know, like.
At least she gave us a good line. You want a villain? Here I am.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me one. This girl, and like she's so far up Kyle's ass. Like, I'm surprised Kyle can even sit down. It's just uncomfortable to watch.
I'm gonna need Crystal to get that ass this episode that's coming up where she's like, you're such a bitch. Shut up, you gaslighter. Like,
yep.
that was so
Also,
crazy.
Crystal, babe,
Crystal's been
your
activated after.
arc of the season cannot be Taco Tuesday where you don't say anything. Like,
Poor
that cannot
Crystal.
be your arc. I know. She's so lovely. And I think that she's too lovely and too nice for the Real Housewives. Like, she's just lovely and sweet.
How
But,
good is
like,
Erica this season?
oh,
So
gosh.
good.
I just think it's so funny because, like, I try and explain it to my husband, and I'm like, look, just because you like someone on Real Housewives doesn't mean you would want to like hang out with them in real life. Like Erica is entertaining television. Would I go for a drink with her? No. But she's good to watch. I know you would, you little bitch.
would.
She'd love it.
Right? Well, she would have some stuff to say to me though. She'd be like, "All right, before we hang out, we got some shit to clear up because you did come after me a little bit because you know me." But you know what though? When Erica is the fucking voice of reason, that's when the show is fucking like off the rails. Dorit's like, "What are you talking about?" And then fucking Erica's like, "Dude, you can't say attack to a black woman. You guys are different. You speak different languages. What don't you get about that?" I'm like, "When did Erica become the voice of reason? This is
It's
crazy."
very concerning. Yeah. Dorit as well. I think she does live in a bubble. I think she's very happy there. I don't think she wants to leave, which is probably why she's not leaving PK.
She's not
Yeah,
fucking
it's like
racist, though.
I don't think she's racist. I think she just lives in a bubble, but I'm sorry, we're in like 2024 now. You have to be aware of what you say. You have to be aware of how your words affect people. You have to be aware of like things outside your fucking mansion. Like, sorry,
Yeah,
this
I
is
do agree
not,
with that.
yeah, this is not it. Like, I don't like, I, you know, they showed the flashback where like everyone was using the word attack, but it's like attack, it's like angry. Like,
So
there's
say it to
just,
everybody but fucking Garcelle is the point.
yes.
Like, I think Dorit says crazy ass shit because she's a fucking white woman in Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? She's like, "We have lots of people of color in our house." Garcelle's like, "They're working for you." And she's
Yes.
like, "Yeah, but I am nice to them." Like I don't think Dorit is racist per se, but yeah, there are some undertones there that she needs to check out and she needs to be more self-aware. But I think
And she's
Garcelle
just very,
also
very
needs,
privileged.
yeah, she is privileged, but I also think Garcelle needs to just like, maybe we should take a step back and wonder why we're so triggered. It didn't seem like it was about Dorit at that point. Like it seemed more than that. And then at the same time, maybe it's not about any of that at all. And maybe just Garcelle doesn't like Dorit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Dorit triggers
Everybody.
Garcelle. Yeah. She just triggers her, period.
Yeah.
It's not, it wasn't even about that one particular thing. Like, you know, she said, she was like, the only thing that I saw was, you know, when was after the robbery when Dorit still had all her jewelry. So she doesn't believe anything she says.
She
She doesn't
doesn't.
believe, like, she's always triggered by Dorit. And so I
Yeah.
think that, like, if it was, you know, Sutton that had said that to her, she would have called her out on it, but she wouldn't have been triggered like she was. I think it was like what she said and who said it.
Sutton's fun. She's licking toes. She's licking Kyle's toes, which I'm sure Kyle liked. And she got to scissor Dorit this past episode. And she admitted that she would date a woman. I'm telling you guys, Kyle is a lesbian.
I think she's bi,
Yeah.
but
She
I
has
think
to
like
be.
most people are bi.
We're all bi, honey. Bye, bye, bye. NSYNC said it first. It's come down to that time in the show, Hannah, where we have to vote for the most lovely. We did talk about Aisha being the most lovely for Below Deck. But what we talked about today was Salt Lake City, Beverly Hills. We dipped into the traitors. So we do have to vote someone, the most lovely person of the week. I have nominations for Sutton for being fun again. She's got a second date. She put her tongue in Dorit's mouth. Like, Sutton is fun again, you guys. And I'm kind of enjoying
Yes.
Sutton and the fact that she made out with her driver. Like, who hasn't hooked up with the help before? We've all hooked up with the help. Even Hannah, she made out with the charter guest once. Remember Hannah? Remember that story?
The help, though,
Oh my
was
God, no, he was a guest. Oh, even better.
Yeah, I was technically the help.
You were the help. Okay, see, it's all part of the circle of life,
And
darling.
he was just very thirsty for airtime.
I think we can go nomination for Whitney just because she really came after. She let everyone have it. She was kind of truthful. She would not let Lisa get off the fucking hot seat. She was like, "No, bitch, you are selfish. You are unself-aware, and you will see my point." And eventually Lisa was
Yeah.
like, "All right, you're right. I shouldn't run away." All right, the most lovely of the week. I think it's going to be Sutton. She's fun again,
Yeah.
right? Yeah,
Yeah, we
she's
love
fun again.
Sutton. Yeah.
Sutton, Aisha for Below Deck. So much loveliness going around, you guys. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. Like I said, you've always supported me and I really appreciate you. You're so
Of
fucking
course.
cool. I love you. You guys, the Chief Stew, our favorite Below Deck Hannah. fucking reality TV show legend. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. You're such a doll. I always have such a good time with you.
It was such a pleasure. So much fun. Now, I just want to quickly drop this before we go. So, you know my online training academy, Ocean Yes. International Training Academy. So that was my baby born in COVID for all of you out there who want to join the yachting industry. So I'm just wrapping up a project to turn all my online training into ebooks. We've managed to make it so much cheaper. So if any of you guys are interested in joining the yachting industry and potentially ending up on Below Deck, just go to oceanintternationaltrainingacademy.com. My podcast, Dear Diary, Your Eft, will be coming back in February as well after I have a little hiatus. So
I've been on it. It's really fun, you guys. Go check that out.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so much fun. So thank you for having me, my love.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the new year. You can watch us on Spotify. Please give us 5 stars on Apple. I know I've been saying this, but you guys haven't given any fucking reviews yet. Only because most of you have already done them. But if you're new or you just haven't done it, give me a 5-star review. I will shout you out on the show. Okay? Next episode, I'm doing shout outs because I know you guys are going to fucking give me 5 stars now. But if you don't want to listen and you want to watch us, click on Spotify. You can see our lovely faces. Got lots of stuff coming up for the new year. Go check out the Traders Australia to watch Hannah if you miss her on TV. And then check out the Traders on Peacock. I'm Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. The most lovely was Sutton. And the most lovely forever, us. So come check us out.
Formerly terrible, now lovely, forever DeLulu. It's hot.